The next one, moral strength. Moral strength is the capacity to take a stand for the right thing. The capacity to take a stand for the right thing, even if it means standing alone. Many people cannot take such decisions because of what people think about you. Look, get to a point where what people think about you matters no more. But what God thinks about you is what matters. Yes. If you don't have that capacity to take a stand for what is right, you'll be morally corrupt. All your friends have boyfriends, and they are all fornicating. You are the odd one out. If you don't take a stand, say, listen, I can't do what you guys are doing. What you are doing is wrong. I don't want to follow it. Some of you, your biggest challenge is peer group influence. Yes. Peer pressure. What everybody... You don't have the capacity to say no. I refused. You can't take your phone and say, this phone, you will never watch pornography again. You see, I had a brother, a pastor. You know, he will never be on WhatsApp. Hey. When we send messages, he doesn't receive them. He uses a normal whatever message. Yes, iMessage, yes, SMS. So we come for a meeting and he's always hot and people are blasting him, but he never changed. And he was not a poor person, but he used this phone that doesn't have any internet. And they'll be fighting him, insulting him, blasting him that he's stubborn. He will never change. So one day I called him. I said, brother, what is the problem? He said, Bishop, I'm fighting pornography. Yes. I'm fighting pornography. So I've decided I will never use a smartphone until I've gained control over this problem. Yes. After months, he came and said that now, that desire is gone. So he's back on smartphone. Wow. And he has gained control over that thing. That's moral strength. Moral strength. Hallelujah. Amen. And a good example is Joseph. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 8 and 9. Look at it. Genesis. Let's read for verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph and said, lie with me, Joseph. Serious. Come and have sex with me. Come and give it to me, Joseph. Serious. Many of you brothers sitting here would have failed this test. You would have said that I don't have any option. Lie with me. Come, Joseph, come and lie with me. Change the version. Verse 7. And Potiphar's wife soon began to look at him lustfully. Who is looking at you lustfully? Brothers, who is looking at you lustfully? Sisters, who is looking at you lustfully? Come and sleep with me, she demanded. She demanded. Now, when you are a young girl or a young brother, you should be able to detect people who are looking at you lustfully. Yes. You see that she hugs you, she doesn't want to leave you. Serious. A lady who likes too much hugging is a sign of strangeness. If you go and read the book Strange Woman, Prophet talks about it. Be careful of ladies who are always looking for a hug. Oh, you didn't hear my message. Can I get a hug? Can I get a hug? Can I get a hug? Where's my hug? Can I get a hug? Where's my hug? Serious. Yes. Sometimes the person is, you have to look, the person is lusting after you. Yes. Seriously. And I'm sure Joseph noticed it. Joseph noticed it. Yes. And when she realized that Joseph was not getting the signals, she now made a demand on him. He said, come and lie with me. Come and sleep with me. Tonight is a night. So Joseph said, now. Bible says he refused. That is moral strength. Say, I refuse.
I refuse.
That's moral strength. Some of you don't know how to say no. Every demand on you, you just say yes. I know this is wrong, but since you are asking me, I don't mind. A brother is asking you to send him your nude pictures. Instead of you to say no, you say that, please, you just have to watch it for 2 minutes and delete it. Serious. Don't pretend as if you don't know what I'm talking about. Somebody's making a demand for your nude pictures. What are you supposed to say? I refuse. Joseph said, I refused. Then she grabbed her dress and managed to pull it. It was forcing him. And David said, if it's a dress you like, take it. Then you remove the dress and run away. They said, Joseph, you are looking for trouble, eh? You are looking for trouble, eh? If you don't come and quench me, I'm going to use this dress against you in the court of law. And you made an attempt to rape me. at that point, Joseph could have said, "Madam, what you are doing is not fair. What you are doing is not fair. You know I don't want to do what I'm doing, but now you are trying to blackmail me. All right, no problem. I'll do it for only today, madam. I'll do it for only today. After today, please, don't disturb me again." Many of you, brother, that's what you have done. At least if you pass the first test, I say, "I won't do it." At this time that he has something to use, you would have said, you know, even God understands that I am pressed beyond measure. Moral sense, the capacity to take a stand for the right thing, even if it means standing alone. Yes. So the Bible says the woman used it against Joseph and he got arrested. You know, he could have been killed. Yes. He could have been killed. You are coming to rape somebody's wife. Not an ordinary person. Potiphar, a great man. Serious. But Joseph was not afraid to be a lone ranger. Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to be the only one with your conviction.
Oh, yeah.
Provided that conviction is godly.
Oh, yeah.
Another good example is Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Oh,
yes, the boys. The three Hebrew boys. In Daniel 3:16, they said to Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, we are not." Listen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you." Verse 17. "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods. We will never fornicate with you or worship the ghost statue you have set up." That's moral strength. Yes. Do you see the moral strength? We will never. I will never break my virginity. I will never have sex until I marry. I'll never drink again. I'll never smoke. I'll never, never. The ability to say no, 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 no shows your moral strength. Receive the grace to be morally strong. Morally strong. Morally strong. Morally strong. Hallelujah. Now, do you know how to develop moral strength? Through the fear of God. Look at what Joseph said to Potiphar's wife. He said, "How can I do this great thing against my God?" The fear of God. Bible says it's the beginning of wisdom. Always remember that whatever you are doing, nobody sees you. God is looking at you. And the Bible says every man's judgment shall come from God. Your judgment will not come from a man. It will come from God. And God sees everything. Yes, God sees everything. Everything is naked before him. Amen. He said, "How can I do such a wicked thing? It will be a great sin, not even against his master, against God. Against God." The fear of God is what gives you moral strength. When no man is watching you, when you are alone, nobody sees you, God has seen you. And your judgment will come from God. Your promotion will come from God. That's why you have to be very careful. Yes. And be afraid of sin. Sin is a cause of death. Sin is what gives death legal right to come for you. James 1 verse 15. James 1 verse 15. It says, "Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bring forth death. Bring forth what?
Death.
Sin has a price. The price of it is death. Romans 6:23 says, O salario de pecado é morte. That's Portuguese. The wages of sin is death. Sin can reduce your lifespan. You should be afraid of sin. That's why you need moral strength, because Satan will always tempt you with sin. Yes. And sin is what gives Satan the legal right to touch you. The legal right to touch you. Satan couldn't touch Jesus, Job. Because Job was blameless and perfect. And a man who eschewed evil. Because of that, Satan couldn't touch him. He couldn't. He tried. He caught when he was just moving around him. He couldn't touch him. That's why in 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. 1 John 5, 18 says, whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. And the wicked one toucheth him not. The wicked one. Satan is wicked. Satan. He said, when you keep yourself, what's your name, my darling?
Mercy.
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 M-A-Z-Y. C-Y. I'm Mercy. Mercy, when you keep yourself, Satan can never touch you. He wants to touch you. But so far as you keep yourself from sin, he can never touch you. He said, he that keepeth himself, the wicked one toucheth him not. When Samson couldn't keep himself, look at what happened to him. Look at what the wicked one did to him. His eyes were removed. Think about it. They scoop your eyes. This is wickedness. When he couldn't keep himself. May you learn to keep yourself. Bible says, and the Philistines took and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. All because he couldn't keep himself from a strange woman, a prostitute called Delilah. Delilah put Samson's head on her thigh. Whose tie have you put your head on? Be careful now. Before you wake up, your eyes are gone. Yes. So you can be spiritual, but you lack moral strength. Samson was very spiritual and anointed, but he lacked moral strength. David was very spiritual, but he lacked moral strength. And because he lacked moral strength, he got a lot of problems. He got himself into many problems. Satan touched him and touched his family. Yes. His children were sleeping with his wives. I mean, all kinds of children were raping each other. Yes, it opened the door. Yes. The devil touched him and his children and the family. He that keepeth himself, the wicked one, toucheth him not. Tell us, don't touch sin. Else the devil will touch you.